It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day comes to us from Alison Minford.
My verse is from 1 Timothy chapter 5 and it's verse 4. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. During the summer, I went on a lot of picnics to the beach, and one of the things I love to do when I'm out and about is to people watch. We parked beside another car, and over the period of time we were there, I couldn't help but notice the other people and what they were doing. And of course, they noticed all we were up to as well. The younger women in both cars were taking care of the older ladies. Both younger ladies were reaching into the picnics and giving the older folks drinks and sandwiches. I said to the older lady at the other picnic, "Gosh, you're being well looked after." I could see it was being done with love, just the way my daughter was doing the same for me. And she replied that I too was being spoiled. My daughter said, "Well, that's my mom, and it's my turn to look after her, as she has looked after me all my life. So when she's not able to manage as well as she would like to, I enjoy being able to help her." I know what she means, as that's exactly how I feel about my mother. She is my best friend. But not everyone has that relationship with their parents. Some of us have complicated relationships with our mum and dad. God knows this, but in this verse I have read, he still asks us to put our faith into practice by taking care of our parents and grandparents. We also show love to our parents and grandparents by praying for them while they are alive, and by continuing to thank God for their legacy, even when they are no longer here. Perhaps you would like to do that with me now, if you feel led. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for my mom and dad who raised me. Thank you that my mom is still here and that I can visit her in the nursing home. That is a blessing. Lord, people who have lost their parents will be listening to this, and perhaps they'll be feeling sad. Please comfort them with good memories and your never-ending Father's love. Amen.